In 2020, when the Armenian army fled an Azeri offensive aimed at ending the 30-year occupation of its land, it left minefields that stretch as far as the eye can see. The route to the disputed, mainly ethnically Armenian and self-declared Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh takes you along what Azeris call Victory Road. The government is spending billions of petrodollars on infrastructure projects, including roads, tunnels, and mountain irrigation schemes. The route leads to the frontline town of Shusha, which Azerbaijan also retook 2 years ago. Much of what used to be an important cultural capital still lies in ruins. The renovation of mosques and centuries-old homes where poets, musicians, scientists and traders once lived is ongoing. But no civilians have returned yet. Only the army and construction workers are here for now. A crucifix on a hilltop marks Armenian positions close by.
The city you can see there is what the Armenians call Stepanakert. Now, the Azeris call it something else. It is the largest city in the self-declared Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh, a republic that not a single country in the world recognises. It is connected, if you pan down here, you'll see a road. That is known as the Lachin Corridor. It's 38 kilometres long and it connects Stepanakert with Armenia. Now, there are occasional skirmishes in this area. The Lachin Corridor remains one of the big flashpoints in this decades-long conflict.
Armenian army trucks head towards the city, which Azeris call Khan Kendi, meaning village of the Khan. Russian peacekeepers keep the two sides apart. Moscow is often accused of being biased towards Armenia, but it sells weapons to both sides. Russia is the guarantor of the November 2020 ceasefire agreement, which was tested recently when border fighting killed more than 200 soldiers from both sides.
The area where Armenians live, everything in your eyes.
Zahor Hasanov points to what he says are Armenian settlements across the contact line.
Most challenging issue, of course, the presence of the military or paramilitary groups in occupied territories. Based on the 10th November agreement, they had to leave. But to our understanding, they're there.
The US blames Azerbaijan for starting the recent fighting. Baku denies the accusation, calling it unjustified and a blow to peace efforts. Analysts say Russia's relationship with Azerbaijan is increasingly complex, the more Moscow suffers sanctions for the war in Ukraine.
Russia is both a partner and a competitor with Azerbaijan. They're a competitor for trade routes east to west. Russia needs Azerbaijan as a trade route north to south. They maintain a hand in Azerbaijani politics by performing those peacekeeping roles with Armenia. If the Armenian conflict were entirely resolved, Russia wouldn't have that card to play.
Zahor says until recently the world had forgotten Azerbaijan's right to full control of its territory. He hopes peaceful means can secure that dream. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Shusha, Azerbaijan.